This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Jerry, Stephen, we are back. Good to see you both today and looking forward to catch up again on this episode of the podcast. How you both been keeping?
Fantastic. Got a smile on my face. I'm back doing my hit, so feeling good. I don't know why I stopped doing it and then going back to it, but...
Where's the focus area? Abs?
No, glutes.
Oh.
Because everybody knows I've got none. So, I mean, trying to build them up for 20 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Stephen, how are you?
Jonathan, slightly sad. I haven't had Vita bread for months. I need to get back to Northern Ireland. So if there's any clients listening out there, call me. Vita bread, Tato crisps. Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you both for meeting with me again today. And I've been having a little thought about some things that we could chat about. And I wondered what your input or thoughts would be around the importance of how we kick off the day. I'm thinking the first 5 minutes of our event, whether that's maybe just before, just into, but that kind of initial boom. Yeah. How important that is to us and how important it is to the customer and some of the things that we perhaps do to reflect on that and really put huge effort into.
This could be explosive.
Yeah. I'm going at it.
It's too many thoughts in one. I don't know how to break it down. So I'll talk about myself first.
Nice, go for it.
So if I approach an event, I have to get myself in the right frame and the right mood because nothing matters from when you step through the door into it. So for me, I do a little bit of research in who we're working with and what their outcome is. And then always in advance, we have a wee chat about the tone of it. So I try to hit that tone personally inside. So a big fan of Tony Robbins. So he teaches how to do your move that snaps you into the environment that you want to be in. So I obviously do that internally and get ready. Then it depends what the mood is and how I do it. So maybe I'll just take one quick example. If it's to lift the energy up, which 90% they all want regardless of what you want to deliver, I would do that myself internally and then go out and do that with the crowd with like a high energy energizer. And that, you know, sometimes Stephen says to me, which I always reflect on, he goes, it's more for you than them because it gets you in the mood, psychs you up, and then they project it on that. And my big thing when I talk to our other team is you have to endear yourself to the people. You know, they need to snap into you early. So that's, for me, being a little bit below what their expectation might be of you and not try to be a hero in the first 10 seconds. So that's why a bit of an icebreaker, they get to see a little bit about you. You endear yourself by, you know, just talking to them quietly in between the different rounds of the icebreaker and things. So I'll stop talking there because there's loads of
things. We can keep going. Yeah. It's taking you 10 minutes to explain the first 5 minutes of the event. That was impressive. Yeah. Stephen, whenever you first walk into a room, anything that you do to, you know, get yourself in the zone or to think what you're about to produce for your customers?
Well, I know I'm a control freak and part of our team has been so helpful to make sure when we arrive, we're at the right place at the right time with the right people. We know, as Jerry said, some of the background about the customers. So we know a little bit what might float their boat. When we arrive, it seems a natural thing for us to be able to chat to the organizer, make sure that we hit all the right notes for them and make sure we deliver something that's exactly spot on for them, just to reinforce what they've already been working on perhaps that day or the week before or the month before or whatever. And definitely tune into some of those triggers that they are aware of that's important to them and their business. Safety is always a big feature for us and our company to make sure that customers feel safe right throughout and not under any peer pressure to do something that they feel uncomfortable with. And again, sitting down with the client beforehand, we would definitely know what the things are that they want to do and what they want to achieve on the day. So it does make it simple for us, as Jerry said, when we arrive, to have that conversation with them so we are comfortable and confident of delivering to that audience. And our clients are mostly, I guess, blue chip clients that want to have a great fun day, want them to be safe and want to get something out of the day and all go back home and rave about what a fantastic day they've had. A lot of it's to their children. And when we do a lot of events, they can't wait to go back and tell their children what they've been doing, the successes they've had. We are building this and building that. And I think they make their children a little bit envious because they've had such a fun day at work. But it's also been very positive and enhancing to that individual and to the business itself.
I often reflect on the fact that most of the time, whenever we go into a room, the people are perhaps coming out. Like they've just finished their first session. Yeah. They're going out to lunch and they see this team of six people walk in black t-shirts and they're reeling crates in and they're thinking, oh my word, and they know that their team building session is coming next. Yeah. And I think there's generally a sense of what is it? Not necessarily trepidation, but a little bit of woof. Yeah. And I always make sure that if someone says, oh, are you next? I make them feel like it's something to be excited by.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to ask them to do a trust fall or, you know, walk a tightrope or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that often like sets a tone. Yeah. So you almost like connect with some of the people in the room an hour before they come back into the room and are ready to go.
Yeah.
And a big thing that people mentioned to me, which I maybe took for granted, they've been in that conference room in the morning.
Yep.
They walk out and they come back in, and to them, it looks totally different.
Yep.
Whether that might be that we have not necessarily themed the room, but you know, there's a lot of events that we bring that have changed the outlook of what it was before. We've had to sometimes turn the room around. They were in a theater setting, now they're in a cabaret setting, those kind of things. And I think that makes a big impact to people, makes them feel welcome and ready to go. And also there are some specific events we hit the start. For instance, a crescendo, whenever they walk into the room and they're about to learn how to play a violin or a viola in the next 45 minutes, they see them all sitting there and they hear the sound of Bittersweet Symphony played by our orchestra.
Yep.
That immediately gives them a sense of, okay, this isn't like a normal day at work here, I'm not going to be asked to run 6 miles to the Tough Mudder or whatever. Yeah. And I think those little intricacies sometimes are easy to, not say overlook on our part, but we've put effort into making sure that they're right for the atmosphere and helps build that level of, I'm ready to enjoy this experience. Yeah.
The framing of the session, I think, is very important. And sometimes we see on an A4 printed sheet of paper, team building session. And when we're in the room, you can sometimes see the energy drop down because people have their arms folded thinking, oh my God, team building. Because maybe they're reflecting on things they've done in the past. And then when we start to pump up the volume and we show them that it's fun and entertaining, their mindset changes completely and actually let themselves go, become them real themselves, and actually really get a lot out of the day. So sometimes, yeah, it's how it's framed. And I think that, again, working with customers, so we can frame it as fun, enjoyable, very productive, so people give their very best, so their team can do the very best as well. And that's not about winning or losing a trophy, it's just about getting a lot out of the day. And most of our clients step up to the mark. I don't think over the past 20 odd years, we've had many people walk away from the team because they've either been bored or disenfranchised.
No.
I think most people genuinely play full out, give it 100%, and learn a lot about themselves.
I think the last thing you want to do is to let them feel that you're here to be entertain them. There's a place for that, obviously.
Yep.
But in the team building scenario, you're not there to entertain, you're there to lift and be part of their experience.
Yep.
I think if you crack that in the first 2 or 3 minutes, what you're talking about, the trepidation and, oh, okay, impress me then. I'm not part of a team.
Yep.
What we're doing is we're setting a challenge for them that they collectively have to conquer.
Yep.
And our job is to coach them through that, not entertain them through that.
Yes.
However, it is entertaining and it is fun, but it is also, you know, a tough challenge.
That's the engagement piece, isn't it? And again, generally we try to bring, I don't know if fun is the right word, but we try to bring a easiness or a lightheartedness and informality. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
To the session, because probably the majority of what else they have done has been pretty formal.
Yeah. Yep.
Our methodology is very much around the gamification and being part of the learning process. So rather than being taught to, you're part of it. And I think whenever you walk into a room when we're playing some high energy music and you walk in and your host comes on the stage and he doesn't stand in the middle, he walks around and he brings an energy. Jerry, you mentioned Tony Robbins at the start. I mean, if you don't know Tony Robbins, folks, go check him out on YouTube and you see a guy that will come on the stage and blow the place out of the water within a couple of minutes. And, you know, it's a bit of an act, but it's an act that you have developed and we take from that.
He calls it getting into your peak state.
Yeah.
Because you learn best when you're in peak state. So he tries to get to his peak state to get you into your peak state so that the next thing he says, you can take it in. And then he repeats that because your peak state only lasts so long.
Yeah.
So I think that's a basis of what we try to achieve.
100%.
You know.
And I think when you're good at things and you're accomplished, you make it look easy. And you put people at ease.
Yes.
So when you watch Nadal play tennis, or you watch Rory, maybe Rory's not a good example.
Oh, come on now, Rory's the best
When you watch
example.
Rory, he makes it look easy.
Yeah.
And that puts people at ease, because they know what they're going to get. Yes, there's obviously challenges as you go through, etc. That's how life is. But we make it look easy, and we make the customers feel relaxed, and we make them understand that that's their day, and what they want to get out of it is what we're there for.
So just as a final thought then, to bring that all back, obviously we get to do that part of the day, and we are professionals in that area, and I think some of the stuff that we do very consciously might seem subconscious, like the song that we play or how you walk on the stage or how you clap your hands, those kind of things. There will be other people that are part of that conference. For instance, a manager has to stand up and do his part earlier on in the day. Do you think there's any bit of advice that we might be able to impart from our knowledge that would make them feel, hey, that's something that I could take into my, I'm thinking maybe towards yours, Jerry, and how you psych yourself as such?
I think I quite often see people trying to be funny when they're not funny.
Yes.
I think being genuine and being your true self can really help connect you to the audience. So I'm quite humble in a way. So I try to get down to that route because that's me. If I try to be somebody else or copy somebody else, people see through that. So to be yourself, which is hard to do. However,
it's a vulnerable thing.
But when you get to do it in front of 300, 220 people, you actually can pretend that that's an act.
Yes.
So actually the real you is the act.
Yes.
But that makes you even better.
Yeah.
So I think that's the advice I would give. So if you're a serious person and that's who you feel you are and you deliver that, so standing up and being your serious self, people will
connect with that.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say. But try to be a coach. Try not to talk down. Try to be more humble and endear yourself. I think that is the key. And you mentioned something. One of you mentioned in that break before you get on, go around as many people as you can. Just say hello.
Yep.
Yes.
Because then when they see your face, they go, oh, I met him.
Yeah.
Don't know what's he about, but I met him.
I think as well, as we've gone through many events on our portfolio, as Jay said, be yourself and be honest. And people will say to us, is that the best you've ever seen? And we'll go, no. But you're close. And we have had some phenomenal performances in all different sectors of our portfolio of events. And some of the performances are absolutely knocked out of the ballpark, not because of luck, but because of application. They've worked together really well. They've used their time well. And we should applaud that. Everyone can participate. And really, the high-performing teams are the ones that really gel together, get a lot out of it, and go for it. And you don't have to be the strongest person in the room, or the smartest person in the room, et cetera, et cetera. You just got to want it, and you got to listen to what the instructions are and play fair and square, and also be diligent about the way that you achieve your objectives and your aims. And Jerry and yourself, John, you'll be aware of some of the big-name companies that we work with throughout the UK and abroad that have just blown us away. Yeah. We've never thought it'd be possible. We've got to the stage where we are shocked by some of the phenomenal performances. You know, you can equate it sometimes to Formula One. How quickly, it seems impossible, but they do it. And they're doing it more and more regularly now with our portfolio of exercises.
Yeah, and I think, listen, the importance of those, Jerry, you mentioned energizers earlier, or basically, you know, like the kind of getting energy into the room in that first 5 minutes. However we do that, it's about setting the tone. It's about making them feel comfortable, relaxed, ready to participate. You mentioned being in peak state. And I often really like the thought or the process, because usually get introduced on by the person that's conducting the conference. Yep. And again, they've probably done it differently to how we might do. And I like the thought that we, in that moment of time that we get with them, sometimes it's 30 minutes, sometimes it's an hour and a half, you know, we change the dynamic that's in the room, and that what therefore happens after we go, that dynamic remains. And it, people always say about how that was like the best session.
And then,
but they get the vibe off talking about peak state. People are in and ready to contribute. And I really like that thought that we are able to flip things for the audience and they step up and contribute. And I think, you know,
absolutely.
That first 5 minutes, you know, always sets the tone for that for sure, for the rest of it. Awesome. Jens, thanks very much. I think that's all my questions. Any other thoughts from you two boys?
No, I think just get out there and give it a go.
Yeah.
You know, and like Stephen mentioned, playing full out, but be willing. I think that's a big word. You have to be willing, because it's easy to shut yourself down and then you miss opportunities. And that's not just in a team building experience, but that's in life as well. You have to be open to it. Keep your door open. That's my advice.
Yep. I'm on the lookout for new walk-on music. I've used the same one for
8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 19, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So I need a new one. So anything by Miley Cyrus, hook me up.
Who's Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a generational thing.
Mm, obviously.
Thanks very much, Steve and Jerry, for being here today. It's been great to have you again with me on the Team Builders podcast. And I look forward to catching you both next time.
Brilliant.
See you soon.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk. or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders podcast.